Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your hostess, Sassy. Your sex life is in your hands. Really, if you want it a certain way, but aren't achieving what you want, practice. If you want to try something new, do it. Experimenting and practice make you a better lover and more in tune with what you like. This story reminds us that improving your skills can be really hot. Here's following instructions.
Zoe and I have an average sex life. We've been married for 11 years. We make love a few times a month, but nothing comes close to the letters I've read in your magazine. Zoe has a nice body and keeps herself in good shape, and I'm pretty well built for a man approaching middle age. She's very attractive and a lot of fun, but she can also be prudish. It's this prudish side that makes what you're about to read so hard to believe. We own a boat, and we enjoy cruising and fishing from time to time. Usually when we are away from shore and alone, Zoe will take off her top to get an all-over tan. Unfortunately for me, every time I make a move toward her, she chastises me and makes me concentrate on my fishing. Every summer there is an air show along our lakefront, and this time Zoe wanted to invite her best friend Amanda and Amanda's boyfriend to watch from our boat. I told her that would be fine by me and thought nothing more about it. The day before the outing, Amanda called and said her boyfriend couldn't make it. Zoe said she should come alone. We met her at the harbor the next morning. Zoe wore a pair of nylon gym shorts and a cotton tank top with nothing on underneath. Amanda had her sexy body clad in a t-shirt and denim overall shorts. Amanda has a great figure and knows how to flaunt it in all the right ways. She always flirts with me and tells my wife that anytime Zoe wants to get rid of me, she has dibs. By the time we left the harbor, the girls had had two glasses of wine and were gabbing away happily. It took the better part of an hour to get to the air show. There was a large gaggle of pleasure craft, and it was hard to find a spot to anchor. We decided to drift to the outside of the flotilla to try to anchor there. I finally got the hook to grab where we could see the show, about 100 yards outside the main pack. Once we were secure, Amanda asked where she could change into her bathing suit. I told her she could use the cuddy cabin once I was done stowing the bags and coolers. My wife said that would take way too long, and there was no room because of all the gear. Amanda asked what she should do. With that, Zoe started to take off her own shorts. I was totally amazed. Amanda asked Zoe what she was doing. "I'm changing into my bathing suit," said Zoe, who now stood before us in only her tank top. It was a great turn-on seeing my wife's nice long legs bare to the world. As she moved around and bent over, her beautifully trimmed twat pouted out from behind. Prudish or not, Zoe keeps her pubic area well-groomed to accommodate her swimwear. Amanda and I were astonished as Zoe next stripped off her tank top and was totally naked before slipping into her one-piece bathing suit. Amanda still seemed confused as she stood there with her bikini in her hand. Zoe asked her what she was waiting for. Amanda said, "Are you kidding me? In front of your husband?" Zoe said, "What's the big deal? It's nothing he hasn't seen before. Come on, hurry up." Amanda and I looked at each other and smiled. I was at a total loss for words when Amanda unsnapped her overalls and climbed out of them right before my eyes. As she stood there folding up her overalls, I couldn't help but gaze at her white lace thong. Before I knew it, she pulled off her t-shirt and stood before me in only her matching lace bra and that thong. I figured she would at least turn her back to get out of her underwear and put on her bikini. But because Zoe was moving around and getting more wine, Amanda had no choice but to just go for it. I sat back and took in the sight of her first taking off her bra, and then her thong, before slipping on her two-piece. Her pubic area was shaved completely, except for a small blonde patch at her mound. After a few hours of wine, cheese, and airplanes, the heat had become overwhelming. I peeled off my shirt and dove into the water. Pretty soon, Zoe and Amanda joined me, and we were all three floating alongside the boat. Then we climbed back on board and resumed sunbathing. At one point, Zoe sat up, peeled her suit down to her waist, and lay back down. Amanda said it wasn't fair, and I said I wouldn't tell if she didn't. Before I knew it, Amanda had removed her own bikini top. This had to be some kind of conspiracy. I told them that they were doing this on purpose to make me crazy, and I got up and dove into the water again. When I climbed back on board, the girls were sitting up, still topless, drinking wine. We started talking about Amanda's boyfriend, and Zoe said that Amanda had been able to keep him because she plays hard to get. Amanda does have a habit of being too aggressive and scaring away boyfriends. She said she'd been chased with her present boyfriend, had only offered blowjobs, but not intercourse. I muttered, poor guy. I don't even know what a blowjob is anymore. My wife said that was mean. Zoe is great in bed, when she's motivated. She's just never been too good at oral sex. To my utter surprise, Amanda asked Zoe if she had been practicing what she had told her. I said, excuse me? Zoe said, yeah, I asked Amanda how to give good head, and she's been giving me pointers. Do you two just go out and find guys to practice on? I asked. I certainly didn't recall any practice sessions. They assured me that wasn't the case. Amanda had Zoe practice on a zucchini. According to Amanda, in order to give good head, you must have the right attitude. If you feel like you have to do it, not only will you not do a good job, but you won't enjoy it either. Amanda said she gets really turned on sucking cock. My wife said that she didn't think she had the proper technique. Amanda reminded her that one had to maintain the suction action while working the cock up to orgasm. You know, I have to tell you that since this whole thing started, I had been squirming in my seat trying to hide my raging hard-on. Then out of the blue, Amanda suggested Zoe show her how she gives head. I almost spit my wine all over the boat when Amanda stood up, came over to me, and grabbed my cock through my trunks, saying that here was the perfect training tool. I couldn't believe it. Here we were, anchored just outside the flotilla, with my wife's best friend grabbing my cock, her awesome breasts in my face. Zoe asked if Amanda was serious, and then looked at me. I said, why not? With that, my wife came over, pulled off my trunks, revealing my 8-inch pole. I was still in denial when Zoe looked me in the eye, then got down on her knees and started to suck my cock. As Zoe worked on my tool, Amanda stayed close by, observing the action and giving instructions. My wife was going at it pretty good when she suddenly stopped and asked Amanda, is this right? I almost lost my mind when Amanda got down on her knees next to Zoe. She grabbed my hard-on and said, like this, and started sucking my cock. She showed Zoe the proper technique all right. She gripped the base of my cock and deep-throated me. She then had Zoe try the same. The two of them took turns sucking my cock. I felt I couldn't take it anymore and asked who wanted to swallow my load. Amanda said that although she liked the taste of cum, she really enjoyed getting a face shot. Zoe said that was too messy for her, and besides, his cum is sweet. I couldn't stand it and pleaded with them to finish me off. Amanda started sucking for all she was worth. As my wife looked on, my cock exploded between Amanda's lips. Amanda took the first two shots down her throat. She pulled out my cock, and my cum started to run out of the corner of her mouth. She let the last five eruptions explode onto her face, neck, and breasts. I'd never shot so much before. It was an incredible turn-on, shooting gobs of cum all over Amanda's beautiful face and tits while my wife cheered us on. Needless to say, ever since that day, Zoe has turned into quite an excellent cocksucker, thanks to her best friend's instructions.
Were you wishing you were the guy in this story?
Mm-hmm. I know so. It's not so bad to be the practice object,
My sponsor for Sassy's Erotic Tales is AdamandEve.com. They have everything you need to add a little adventure back into your life. You can log on, look around, see what you like, and I can save you money there. At checkout, type offer code SASSY, that's S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free mystery gift. So check it out. It's worth it. AdamandEve.com. Well, that's all for this week's edition of Sassy's Erotic Tales. Tune in next week for another sexy story. Until then, sweet and sexy dreams.